whatever.
Oh, my life, the life is leaving my eyes. Oh.
Jesus, grow up.
Wow, fucking criminy. Just like watching someone die and telling him to grow up. Have you watched a man die in Reno, Joe?
No, I just want Kyle to make the car noises for the rest of the duration here. Look, a pie plate. Look, a dog. Oh, look, nothing.
Oh, look, a pie graph.
Sit suck, everybody.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick.
Where am I?
And we've kidnapped Joe.
Get this wine pulled out of me.
We kidnapped a real-life Joe, everybody.
Hi, yeah. It's Joe. I'm back.
Joe's still alive.
You know what's funny is your mom was literally just asking me the other day if I was ever going to actually be on another episode.
Well, here we go.
So here I am.
So we should get him out of the car then.
Yeah. Hi.
So we got to restart this episode without Joe.
I'll
sit
suck,
everybody. It's,
Do you know what you guys want to talk about?
I didn't get that far. We're sitting in the car at the office. as you recall from the little addendum I put at the beginning, or I guess pre-dendum.
Pre-dendum.
I'm gonna fucking pre-dendum.
I just listened to that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, format's changing. I was like, shit, yeah.
And there's a good chance that I might just be standing in the corner screaming. The point.
Is that
I'd listen to an episode of that. It'd probably be better than the rant.
Yeah, yeah. At least it'd be a bit more uniform. We're just gonna do... You know, we don't have a purpose here. We're not burdened with a glorious purpose. We're just kind of sitting in my car in the parking lot.
Is that kind of generally like what Sit Sock is anyway?
Yeah, I know. We're always like, we got to have a plan. And
so
then
like,
we're like, no.
I'll talk about something.
What do you want to talk about, Kyle? Are we getting real? Is it
kind of? I mean, I just had to have a conversation with my brother again, and it's like this fucking thing where every time I have a conversation with my brother, it's not like, oh, how have you been? Like, I haven't seen you in a while. Let's talk about something casual. Like, I went to a baseball game. He's like, I got hit in the head with a brick last night and got mugged. And I was like, can we please just start a conversation like that it doesn't involve, like, you getting completely fucking maimed or something like that? And, like... Just talk about things like humans.
My question is twofold. One, did that actually happen?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Why did they hang out in those places?
That's what I said. So I was asking him.
It's like, does this happen often? Is this every conversation?
It's
you
not
have with
every
him?
Time, but like it's always something dramatic every time he like, and exits the fold of reality and comes back out, and like. I'm just like, where were you? Like, where'd this happen? And he's like, I'm not lying. This is all real. I just don't remember. I got hit in the head. And I'm like, I'm not accusing you of lying. I'm just not a lot of my friends get mugged all the time. So right. I'm like interested in like what happened. And I'm like, maybe here, this is what I do to solve this problem. Don't go out so much. Like, I don't typically go downtown to get mugged.
I go to areas where
I stay inside with my pajama shorts on.
Your mugger is inside your house.
He's sleeping in his own bed.
And I'm like,
he's
I feel bad because he's, I mean, getting, that sounds like it sucks. Getting hit in the head with a brick and getting your
terrifying.
Shit stolen sounds terrible. And I'm like, just go home, like, take a shower, chill out the day. You've earned it. You got mugged. If it actually happened, you got mugged. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, I don't know what else to say because I'm like, what do you say to some like that? So, like, if someone came up to you and was like, dude, I just got mugged and they're like covered in blood, what would you do?
Like, have you called the police already? Because I could do that. We can file.
That did happen.
That general, like, line of quotes, like, did you talk to cops? Are you okay?
Yeah, you should probably see a medical professional.
Let's go to the doctor.
I mean, brick related.
Yeah, I feel like mugging has like kind of a preset, like,
unless you're like a ninja master and you just break bricks with your head all the time.
Yeah, in which case you'd be unfazed, right? You'd
yeah,
be
like, maybe.
Hopefully, whatever.
He wouldn't have been mugged because they would have shattered the brick on his, a la like the
like,
Kung
yeah, I mean,
from Shaolin Soccer.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to this, I do feel bad because that's something that's
yeah,
like,
dude, no, I don't mean sucks. To, I don't mean to imply that I'm making fun or anything. That's a hugely traumatic and sucky thing to
yeah.
happen. It's something that I am
but like
constantly
it also is like
of, just like. I could be mugged if I go to
he
the
said table. It happened at 20th and Blake, like, right next to the Rockies Coors Field last night sometime.
Jesus.
And I was like, I mean, I feel that's a pretty populous area, so hopefully some people saw it, and it wasn't just, like, you know, him in the middle of somewhere getting his head bashed in with a brick. But you're alive, so that's good. You know, keep on living.
Yeah.
If you get hit in the head with a brick and you survive, you've won. You've won that round of combat.
You didn't lose.
Yeah.
didn't lose.
You didn't go negative critical damage. Yeah. But I was just like, and now I'm like in that mindset of like, man, like I feel kind of bad because I can't do anything, but I'm also like not sure how to help because it's like, what do you do?
And it does kind of, going back to your original point, kind of shuts down any other kind of like segue discourse into conversation.
So how's it going?
I can't be like, so did you paint any of these 40K minis yet? Or like, how's D&D going? Like, yeah, I don't really care about that because my head's bleeding still.
Yeah.
So I don't really, I'm not really thinking about that.
Yeah.
Fair.
So like, yeah, I was like, how do you guys deal with like people who have come up to you and they're like, I just had this hyper traumatic experience. Like, but like, that's the only reason like they talk to you sometimes. Have you ever guys had anybody like that in your life?
Like you have kind of like the drama friend of like, there's always something like horrible going in and that's the only piece of conversation you have is what new hell awaits. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So like how do you guys deal with it? What kind of situations have you run into and like, what are you doing? How are you doing?
Good.
I'm fire. Lost a leg.
No.
You know.
You lost a leg and are on fire?
No, I'm doing the thing where that's what people say.
Oh, I gotcha.
I've had some people where that is the conversation, and it's just it's like a commiseration fest.
Yeah.
Which is fine if that's what you need. I get it. It does tend to make the conversation a little bit shorter because I don't got a lot to say on that front. You know, like, yeah, you know, work really sucks, and I hate my girlfriend, and whatever, and like, Kendrick nodded.
Get it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're type all it. Silently nodding.
/ Kendrick nodded.
Awkwardly trying to make eyebrow motions to convey something.
That sucks,
but we don't
man.
Know what. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just generally you treat that as somebody who's going through something that they need to vent about. They're not looking for a resolution or ideas. They just need to talk. So I generally just kind of listen and commiserate and empathize.
Now, what if they get really deep and dark? Like, what if they're like, man, I don't even know if it's worth it anymore. Like, what kind of things are you doing if, like, that kind of stuff pops up?
You know, I don't really know, and I don't know, man. Like, that, I don't think I've ever gotten to that point of conversation where I have to suddenly talk someone out of suicide.
I don't know if that's how far
like,
I was going.
Is that where you were going? It's like, because that's generally what I attribute that particular style of, like, I don't think life is worth it
like,
anymore.
Do I need to stick around? And you're like, I think so.
Fucking,
you got stuff to be around for. Most of the time,
dude. So. You haven't watched Endgame yet.
That's a good point. Like,
Endgame's not that's the last Star Wars movie.
Is that what all suicide prevention hotlines are saying right now? Like,
maybe
you can't.
If
you
not,
can't
they
leave
should.
Yet. You haven't seen Avengers Endgame.
God, they better announce the next movie before that one comes out.
Right.
Yeah, they already have. It's Spider-Man Far From Home.
There we go. Good.
It's happening a month after.
As soon as... Okay, shit. So then what about after that? You got to have a stream. You got to have a stream.
It'll be the next Doctor Strange movie.
Okay.
What? Actually? Yeah. Oh, cool.
Doctor Strange 2 wasn't out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So
it's a...
But yeah, so, you know, apparently Sitsock is not going to be able to help you guys handle his friends like that.
You're not qualified.
But if you do have people that are coming at you asking those questions, and, you know, just... Guess be there for him as much
sometimes,
as you can.
Yeah,
be
sometimes
honest
you just
with
gotta
him.
Buckle the fuck up and get ready to ride down their roller coaster of misery. And sometimes you end up in that position, and it's cool to just have somebody listen to you, bitch.
Yeah, be honest with them about what you think, and but don't be like brutal with your feelings. Like you don't
I'm
need to tell
honest.
Someone
Got
that
it.
You feel like they're a drama queen when they're in the middle of being a drama queen, because that usually is a backfire.
It doesn't help anybody.
Big old backfire.
Like, nothing good for nobody.
So.
You like, know. I've been stabbed. You always got something.
You always get something, don't you? I was about to tell you I proposed.
Oh,
and then you told me
stabbed.
Got stabbed.
Oh, I'm bleeding.
Stab. Stabby McGee over here.
Whatever. Oh, my life, the life is leaving my eyes. Oh. Jesus, grow up.
Wow, fucking criminy. Just like watching someone die and telling him to grow up. Have you watched a man die in Reno, Joe?
Only after I shot him. Just to see him die.
What do you guys want to talk about?
I was going to continue on your I was going to piggyback on your way of video game discussion.
No, I was going
to
say,
we got
fucking
deep.
I'm going to want to hear what Joe thinks about video games. So let's
hard tangent.
I'm piecing together what the title of this one's going to be already.
Fucking
suicide and video games.
maybe movie. maybe okay. You follow that little
so
guy.
So you guys were Kendrick, I hear tell that you're just, and I know this is probably like the third episode this has been talked about, but you're just wrecking Mega Man games right now.
I mean, I'm not wrecking them.
I was out in Reno for this whole CD shenanigan thing that you were doing, and I wasn't paying attention to it. Can you give the listeners a little bit of background on the like small chronology of what happened with the CD so I can finally experience it?
That was magical.
So, per our conversation before, I was playing Mega Man X on Kyle's Super Nintendo.
Classic Sega.
Wait, wrong one.
No, it's okay.
And then he was out of town, and I felt weird playing it when he wasn't in there because it wasn't impressing him, and I wasn't really going to play it to impress him.
And he constantly does, so fuck you, Kendrick.
So I was at home, and I found out that they sell a Mega Man X pack for the Switch, which is Mega Man X, Mega Man X 2, Mega Man X 3, and Mega Man X 4.
Really the only ones you need.
Yeah, well, I actually...
For the Switch?
Yeah, it's all one game. And it's got less cool save points, to be honest, because all it does is you can save one password. But you could always screen cap it, I guess. It's clunky. It's actually kind of inelegant. And to be honest, I prefer it on the Super Nintendo Classic because the controller's right. And the Pro controller is the only way I've been able to even handle Mega Man 2 a little, X2, and otherwise it was tough. So I wasn't playing Mega Man X because I just almost finished Mega Man X on the console here, so I don't really want to play that. So I was playing 2, and I forgot how fucking hard 2 is. Yeah. And then I played X3, and was like, I remember playing X3 a bunch, but then I was like, I forgot the order for everything and which ones you're supposed to fight, and it's easier than X2, but still fucking hard compared to X. And so I was getting frustrated because I kept doing stuff and then just getting destroyed. Like, I couldn't execute this jump quite right. And there's a couple of really cheesy bosses where they hit you and that shocks you. And then they charge into the wall and that shocks you. And then they throw you into the air and that shocks you. And it falls down and hit them again. So you get 4 chunks of damage that are all about a fifth of your health down each time you do it. And
so
that
you
math
have, like,
doesn't...
2 blips left afterward.
And then they kill you immediately. And I'm like, I just fucked up once.
Mega Man, the Dark Souls of old video games.
Yeah, right?
Wait a second.
Remind me about that. We'll come back to that later.
So I was getting frustrated with myself. And around that time, Kate was like, do you want to play Heroes of the Storm? And in a few minutes, I'm like, yeah. Because we always play on the jump mode, so I feel better about myself at the end.
We really do.
So I was playing that, and I was relaying this story, and someone told me to break my game disc.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah.
So have you tried? Well, okay, to be fair, because we were about to get on, I was having some troubles with my computer booting up and being slow, and you had said the exact same thing to me.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And now I had a perfect opportunity to rebound and retort with the same thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, break your game.
I think
disc,
we call that reboarding.
Yeah.
Reboarding.
Yeah. There's an aquatic version, but we don't go into that.
As a D, not a T.
Anyway. So, I was also waiting for something with my computer, so I had a moment. And so I went and grabbed a blank CD from the stack of blank CDs I have had for a decade, because who the hell uses CDs anymore, right? I bought a bunch of them, like, I'll need these, and they're probably going bad at this point, just from fucking whatever oxidizes in them. And I put it face down. And then I took a video of me. What was the first thing?
I think you actually broke it.
Yeah,
you
just cracked it. Just snapped it in half with one hand or something like that. And then videoed it and put it in the chat.
And we were laughing like fucking hyenas. Because it was like, oh my God, he actually
broke
the
game
disc.
And then in between loading screens for the rest of the night, I continued escalating what I was doing to the disc. So like at one point, I was stabbing it with a knife. At one point,
I saw the burning and the stabbing.
I poured some isopropyl alcohol on it and set it on fire. And then I did something else with it. I stabbed it with something. I whacked it with something. There were a couple of different levels of abuse.
Yeah.
And then I took it into the garage and I put the drill press through it.
It was just like,
and it like spun to pieces because it does.
It was awesome.
And then someone said something, that like, it wasn't enough for them or something like that. So I went and got the remaining piece left and went and set that on fire and then put the drill press through the burning piece of CD.
Whoa!
Yeah, Chelsea was pushing your buttons at that point.
That sounds like it escalated quickly.
It was awesome. Now, since we have all those actually on that group chat, I think
the progression
we should do is just put them in a single clip.
Yeah, edit them together and then just
maybe put them in.
I should do that because the best part was I kept like running off to do things in between game loads and stuff, and Kate was also playing, and she wasn't really paying attention to what I was doing. So I wander out, and I come back in, and I'm like, remind me to check the garage and go to bed to make sure that it's not on fire. Because bits of CD flow over the garage, like all over the garage.
Fiery bits.
The fire was mostly out once the drill press got it up to spinning. Because what happens is it drilled in, and then it bites because you can't really drill through
the
plastic.
Just, like, starts
and it spun, and there's a really cool, like, blue flamey, like, halo that went out almost immediately, and then it flew off. But could have been on fire. So
yeah, you never know. I mean, maybe the, it's like, I got you.
Yeah. So that's that. If I get my shit together, maybe it'll be on this one, but this one's airing in a week, so I better get my shit together. We'll see.
Yeah.
Get your shit.
That's right.
Put it in the bag.
We're back to current podcasts.
Yeah, right. We're recording them the week before we air them now because
we've caught up.
Atria.
Because fuck you, time.
Yep.
Well, yeah. More like fuck you guys for moving at this time.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd have moved later, it wouldn't have been a big deal.
You're right.
Yeah.
This was totally our decision, and we all participated.
Specifically Kyle.
It was my fault. Yeah, I'll say that.
Yeah. Thanks, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that.
No problem.
Thank you for taking that.
I don't give a shit.
You could be our scapegoat.
That's what makes me such a good manager.
Are you a manager?
No.
Okay. okay, well, we're at like 16 minutes.
Sweet. That's so way longer than last time.
It's probably good, actually. No. So if you guys are happy with that.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Weird by topics that suck.
Yep, that's a pretty...
You can get through the first half. The second half's funny.
Go on a high note.
Yeah.
So you made it. You made it.
Like, comment, subscribe, and don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that order.
Don't,
That way you're deciding upon the killing yourself at the end. Because you've already liked and subscribed,
I mean, if
right?
you kill yourself, you don't get to watch Endgame or listen to Sit Suck.
Yeah, the Endgame thing is more important than the Sit Suck.
Matt checks out.
There you go.
Matt checks out. All
right,
bye.
Bye.